The following is a special announcement for listeners of the Where is God's Word program with Bruce Musselman. On the morning of May 15th, Brother Bruce Musselman went home to be with the Lord following a short illness. His last new radio program aired just 8 days before his passing. Please join me in praying for the Musselman family and Bruce's friends and colleagues. For now and the next couple of months, we will be airing classic Bruce Musselman programs from our archives. We trust you will be edified and encouraged by these vintage programs. Now, let's join this week's edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantua Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
Well, I'm glad to meet you again, and I thank the Lord that Jesus still has the last say, although he's given man a long rope. And he is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's getting ready to come back very soon and set up his kingdom in Jerusalem, Israel, and it will be at Mount Zion, a real mountain, and it will be a real throne in which he will rule this world with peace and justice and righteousness for 1,000 years. And this program is here to uphold the Bible as the Word of God, and the Bible in general, and the King James in particular. And so whatever the Bible says is true. And our faith, contrary to what the atheists teach, is based on absolute fact and can be proven over and over and over in an objective way. And so God has given us proof in the Bible. And in Isaiah 41, for instance, he says, I know the past, I know the future. And he predicts that a king named Cyrus would come and Israel would be able to go back to the land. And Nebuchadnezzar had taken them off the land in 586. And so that came to pass. But the Bible mentions also about Israel coming back to the land. And so it's a miracle that they, at the beginning of the last century, started to come back to the land and set up their own state. But also the Bible teaches that before Christ comes back, he is going to allow a world government to be set up, and it will be in opposition to himself, and then he will take over this world government. So we've talked about this many times, but in Psalm 2 it says he's laughing at him, because although the people that are setting up the world government are anti-God, yet when it is set up and has total control over everything, Jesus will come back. And I want to read a few passages dealing with this statement that I just made. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 7 and 8, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Now, during the great tribulation period, the time of God's wrath and judgment on the earth, he is still saving people. So many people will be saved during that time. And this world dictator, the Antichrist, will make war with the saints. And to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. All kindreds, tongues, and nations. And so every ethnic group, every language, and every nation will be under his control. The Bible teaches that. And then in Revelation chapter 17, and we read in verse 13 and 14 that Jesus will come and he will take over this these nations. And it says, these have one mind, that is the kings of the earth, and they shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And he's the Antichrist, the final world dictator. These shall make war with the Lamb. Now, the Lamb is Jesus Christ. And all through Revelation, as God judges the earth, he still wants to save people. And so he is called the Lamb all the way through the book. And that means that when Jesus died, he died as the Lamb of God, a payment for your sins and for my sins. And that is the most wonderful message that we could possibly know about. That is, our sins will be paid for, have been paid for by Jesus, and when we receive him as Lord and Savior, they are forgiven and we'll meet God without any record of sin. And so Jesus has already been judged in our place, but we must accept him as Lord and Savior, as our God. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And so the world government leaders will make war with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's called the Battle of Armageddon. And it says he will overcome them. And I like that description. Many times when wars are fought, they last a long time. But when they fight against Christ, who upholds the whole creation by the word of his power, it says they make war with the Lamb and he overcame them. And it'd take about that long for him to win and take control, because he has all power in heaven and earth. And so the things that I'm talking about today, we don't have to worry, because God has the last say and he will wrap this thing up. Now, I want to talk about the groups and movements today in the time that we have. I hope we can get this done today, that are working towards world government. And there is a group, it was promoted by Karl Marx and other people, called communism. And in the year 1917, they had a vote in the Duma, which is the Russian parliament. And it was at that time meeting in what is called St. Petersburg. It was called by the communist Leningrad. And the sailors in the harbor were organized by communists, and they came in with their guns and took over that parliament. Now, two-thirds of the delegates had were not communists. One-third were communists. They call them Bolsheviks. And so the delegates were run out, all the non-communist delegates, and the communists took over at that time. They had lists of thousands of names of people that possibly might rise up against them or had power or prestige. And so they immediately sent their murderers out to the doors, knocked on the doors, and began to shoot people by the thousands. And the leading writer in Russia said that his name was Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and he wrote a book called The Gulag Archipelago, showing that at that time there had been about 20 million people in prison in the Soviet Union. And he said that the communists have murdered 100 million people. 100 million men, women, and children were murdered by them. And their goal was to set up a world government and take total control of people's lives. And since that time, this group has not died, although a form of communism was overthrown in the Soviet Union. And I want to talk about some of the communist groups today that are operating, and they are very powerful today in the United States of America. And I tell you, anything that I say here, I would be glad to have you check it out on the internet. You don't have to take my word for it, because all this stuff is highly documented. Now, they started what they called front groups, and there was a man named Gramsci in World War II, and he said that what Stalin was doing, the mass murder and all the oppression and so on, eventually would not work. But he said if communism took over these countries, they would have to get control of the culture. In other words, they would have to be involved in the music groups, in the education, in television, in radio, every area of society they would have to be involved in so that they could indoctrinate the people. And since that time, they have been involved in doing that. I'm going to talk about it. Now, one of the things, for instance, that they were involved in was the peace groups. And it's interesting that we got in a war with Libya, and the whole media never said a word against it. And there was no demonstrations about it. Everybody in the media was totally for it. And yet, I don't even know why we got involved in this war. We've been involved in two wars already. And so anyway, the media has backed these peace groups. I had a friend of mine in the military, and as he was coming to church, he began to change his views, and he belonged to a group called the World Peace Council. And so he invited me to go with him because he decided to resign, and it was held in a Presbyterian church in Wooster, Ohio. So I went to the meeting. There's about a dozen people there, and it was interesting. Some of the people, some lady there, she had been traveling around the world, and I think that she was deeply involved in this organization. And I noticed the far-left politics that they seemed to promote. And then afterwards, after we left, I found out something about this group. The leader of it was a man named Chandra, and he was from India. But actually, the real headquarters were in the Lubyanka building in Moscow. And so it was directed from Moscow, and it was a group to get the America basically to stop fighting communism. And the Lubyanka building had become a prison, and the communists that had arrested people, and they had taken them there, and many times they said to them, well, we'll transfer you to another prison. They'd take them down the hall and shoot them in the back of the head, and this was done there by the hundreds. And every few hours, the cleaning ladies would come in and scrape up the skin and flesh of the dead people that were shot there. And so these peace groups became a front group. And if people knew what communism was, they would not want to be part of it. And we see that they've got involved in the media. And they have a group of people that they hate all the time. For instance, J. Edgar Hoover, who fought against communism. Anybody that's against it, why they start the hate, they have a lot of individuals to start promoting hate against them. And he had totally infiltrated the communist in America. And so you read about him as the great, he's the great evil individual. Joe McCarthy, he said who the communists were, and he didn't put it in the paper. He just told some of the investigative groups in Congress. And after the communists fell in the government in Russia, they found the papers. And every one of them that he had named were paid agents of the Communist Party and paid by the Russian Soviet government. You see another individual, and today the media just absolutely hates her, and it shows where they really are. Sarah Palin, and I read in the local paper here, it was one of the most vicious, hate-filled articles that I have ever read, because she's a Christian. And so they invent all kinds of things against her, ridicule her, mock her, and promote all that stuff, because this is their method, and they have got in much of the national media. And I could give many other illustrations. We have in education. A friend of mine told me that at Kent State they have some images up of their communist gods like Mao Zedong and Karl Marx. And individuals that promoted this, and even in the NEA, National Education Association, promoting socialism. You know, I got to stop and say, what do they believe? Well, they call it power to the people, but it's really the people are a small aristocracy or a dictator, and they believe in total control of your life. I mean, they're control freaks. And anytime you get the left involved, they want to control everything in your life. They want to control what you eat. They want to control. You could go on and on. And I saw an article in a local paper also, and they were saying if you want to work on your house, I mean, no matter what you want to do on your house, you got to go and check in to with the Cleveland Housing and so on. And every little move that you make, there's some government bureaucrat that is being paid large amounts of money to take control of your life. And that's what it's all about. And they don't believe in representative government, no matter what they say. It's a government of total control by a small elite group headed up by a dictator. And it's in reality as slavery. They don't believe that you have a right to your own property. They believe that the government should be control everything and run all the businesses, run your life, and run your property. And they're against these things, property rights and so on. And it's like a religion. And they promote what is called diversity. You know, it's very interesting that the prophet Daniel, written about 2,700 years ago, talked about the time of the end before Jesus comes. And he mentions the word diversity or diverse four different times. And diversity, in the heart of America, you have the Christian heart of millions of born-again Christians, and you have the influence of the founding fathers that had Christian ideas, and you have a society that was based on Christian thinking. And so the idea is to break that up, and they use the word diversity. In other words, get as many millions of people from every country to come into the country, even if they don't go by our laws, even if they don't become citizens, so that you can break up the power of biblical Christianity and all of its influence in this country and set up this dictatorship. You know, it's interesting. For a while, they were talking about, Christians are going to take over the country, and the media was hysterical about it. Fundamentalists, that means a Bible-believing Christian. And yet, almost everybody that was on the staffs of the president and the top people in the government, it seemed like almost everybody was not a Christian or openly was not a Christian of any kind. And yet, there's probably about 50 million Baptists in this country, 50 million evangelicals in the country, and they were hardly represented at all. It's interesting on our Supreme Court. Despite all the talk of diversity, there's not one evangelical or one Baptist. There's 6 Roman Catholics and 3 Jews on the Supreme Court. No representatives. And, you know, the Supreme Court and the federal judges have actually almost taken over the rule of this country. And so it's a very dangerous situation. We'll just take a short break at this time, and then we'll come back.
You're listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please contact us. Our email address is sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. And now let's return to more of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.
Now, I also would like to say this. We send out a paper. We've been doing this almost for years now. And in this paper, it'll give a line of the 2 lines of Bibles. The modern versions are based on the Alexandrian and the Alexandrian manuscripts, which is less than 1%. And the King James is based on the Koine Greek or also the Antiochian manuscripts. Excuse me. And so we're going to give this timeline out and show the different Bibles that comes from the timeline. Now, the Antiochian or the received text is based on over 99% of the manuscripts, and they agree with one another incredibly well. And then the other one, there are a handful of manuscripts that disagree with one another, and they attack the deity of Jesus Christ. And also we'll send you a paper that shows the 100 places where the names of Jesus have been taken out of the modern counterfeit Bibles from the Alexandrian line. And this is totally free, and I'm glad to send this out to people because we're trying to show God has preserved his word like he said, and we have it today in the King James. Now, our number is 901-0933. I want to give you time to get your pens out because sometimes I've seen something that I wanted, and by the time I got the pen out, it was off the air. But the number is 901-0933, 216-901-0933. Now, the long distance is toll-free, is 1-888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. And so if you call us, I'll send you this. Now, I thought today, because some people were interested, I have done a series of messages on prophecy, and I did them at Columbia Road Baptist Church. That is on Columbia Road, right near Lorain Avenue. And so they've been put in a book, and they talk about prophecy and what is going on today. And if you would like those tapes, I ask you for a gift of $35. And now we just have a few minutes left. And so other ways that the communists call this front groups, because nobody would like the program, and it's proven to be a disaster. wherever communism has been set up. And it's a total dictatorship, total control. It's set up by the devil. And in religion, the National Council of Churches promoted it. For instance, Mrs. Campbell, who is head of the Council, National Council of Churches, and she went down and made speeches for Castro, who is a communist dictator. And by the way, where the communists have this total control, it's a disaster every time. For instance, North Korea, we keep feeding them, and they're heading into another famine. Castro recently said it didn't work, and he fired 200,000 state workers. And the reason for that is that he had been getting rice from China, and he hadn't paid for it for the last 4 years, and finally this year China didn't send him the rice. And the place is in a disaster again, like all communist governments were. Now, in China, they have allowed a certain amount of free enterprise, although they have a communist dictatorship there. In science, when the communists took over science, they taught evolution. And that is a creation myth of atheism based on emotional panic at the thought of God. There is no scientific evidence for it. There's all against it. Another thing is bankrupting the government. And every group that wants to take over, they bankrupt the money supply. That's how Hitler took over, although he didn't do that. But the money supply became worthless. Somebody took a wheelbarrow with money to the bank, and when he came out, all was left was the money, because the wheelbarrow had some value. And of course, that causes revolution and chaos. And in the middle of that chaos, they can take over. One of the things that helped towards world government, and I'm saying this because God said there's going to be a world government, and they have groups that are promoting this all the time. They have George Soros. He's a billionaire, and he's supporting about 300 groups that are attempting to set up a socialist government, overthrow the United States of America. You know, our government this year, at the rate they're going, they're going to spend $1.6 trillion that they're not paying for. And now we're spending $700 billion just on interest on the debt. And recently, China dropped about 97% of the money that they were spending, that they were using, getting from the United States to finance our debt in small bonds, because they think it's dangerous. And so, what's the Bible say? World government setting up is being set up in many different ways. And it's very possible that the money supply would become worthless. And at that point in the chaos, the communists would hope to take over. And all these groups are working together. One of the leaders of the labor union, we know that he is promoting communism, and he's working with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. So this is a worldwide thing that is being set up. But thank God, the Bible knows all about it. God knows all about it. And it shows that the Bible is true. And Jesus Christ will solve every problem this world knows. I invite you to accept him today as Lord and Savior. And he is Lord through the Word of God, the Bible. And he has the answers for everything. Praise God. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.